This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out his picks for top positions in his administration, among them former Secretary of State and Massachusetts Senator John Kerry as climate czar. That job will be part of the National Security Council for the first time ever. One local figure said to be in the running for a cabinet position is MIT professor and nuclear physicist Ernest Moniz. Moniz was energy secretary during the Obama administration and could get the same job under Joe Biden. Moniz is respected by many in the energy world, but he's not without his critics. For more on this, we're joined by WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Hi, Miriam.
Hey, Lisa.
Would you remind us who Moniz is, that is, and what he has done?
Of course. So Moniz is a local guy. He was born and raised in Fall River. He's a nuclear physicist at MIT, where he helped start and lead a huge energy research hub. And in 2013, he was tapped by the Obama administration to lead the Department of Energy. Probably his biggest legacy there is the Iran nuclear deal. But Moniz was also deeply involved in the Paris Climate Accord and in other big multinational clean energy programs. He left office when Obama did in 2017, and these days he's back teaching at MIT and working on various clean energy and nuclear nonproliferation efforts.
So there's some controversy over his potential appointment. What is it?
Right. So criticism of Moniz tends to focus first and foremost on his ties to fossil fuel companies. He previously served on an advisory board for BP, and he currently serves on the board of Southern Company. They're an electric and gas utility that's come under fire for funding climate denial propaganda in the past. And, you know, Moniz is definitely not a climate denier. And as he's noted, Southern Company is working to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions.
So people are worried that Moniz would be in the pocket of fossil fuel companies?
Some are, for sure. But I think for a lot of people, the concern is actually more nuanced than that. Moniz has championed something commonly referred to as an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The idea is that given our climate emergency, we need to do whatever it takes to reduce carbon emissions as quickly as possible using whatever combination of fuels and technologies makes the most sense. Moniz spoke about this a couple months ago in a webinar, and here's a clip of that.
I'm completely neutral on technologies. I'm not neutral on putting CO2 into the atmosphere. Carbon sequestration, just as good as putting in place a zero carbon technology, renewables, nuclear, you name it.
And carbon sequestration, of course, being the process of capturing carbon dioxide before it gets into the atmosphere.
And he's saying the carbon math, essentially getting to net zero emissions, is what is the most important thing.
Yes, exactly. But to his critics, the type of energy we use now and invest in the future are equally as important. Sean Donaghy of the Boston chapter of the progressive climate group, the Sunrise Movement, told me that he's really worried that Moniz's all-of-the-above strategy will actually incentivize new fossil fuel infrastructure.
Where we put our money today is going to determine what's in place in 2050. If we spend a dollar investing in new fracking technology, that's a dollar not spent on new solar technology.
Is there then a concern that choosing somebody like Moniz will alienate the progressive wing of the climate movement?
Absolutely. I spoke with Shalonda Baker. She's a professor at Northeastern and co-founder of the Initiative for Energy Justice. She wants to see a complete overhaul of how we create and distribute energy and a much bigger focus on environmental justice.
We need someone who is kind of out there on the front lines, who's a big picture thinker, who has lots of relationships with key stakeholders, who can manage the complexity of the Department of Energy, but who doesn't necessarily come from the same pool of characters. I mean, we need a generational shift.
Yeah, and so Moniz would come from that same pool of characters. That's kind of the point she's making. And I should mention that I reached out to the Biden transition team, but never heard back. And a Moniz spokesperson told me that he isn't doing interviews right now.
Well, he has a lot of admirers as well. What do those who support Moniz tell you about why they think he would be a good energy secretary?
Yep. John Holdren, who was President Obama's senior science advisor, told me that the criticisms of the ties Moniz has to the fossil fuel industry are, quote, misguided, because Moniz is equally as knowledgeable about and connected to the clean energy sector. Robert Armstrong, who's worked with Moniz at MIT for decades, told me that Biden would be smart to pick Moniz given his experience at the DOE, the relationship he has with climate leaders internationally, and his deep understanding of nuclear power and nonproliferation. And Armstrong is also really critical of progressive climate activists who have demanded the Biden administration not appoint anyone with fossil fuel ties.
I think people should be delighted to have somebody like Ernie who understands the science and the need and the opportunity and provides a fact-based and data-driven approach to going after climate change as a challenge. And what can help get us there the fastest?
Does the appointment, I wonder, of John Kerry as special presidential envoy for climate change tell us anything about the likelihood that we might see somebody like Moniz appointed to the Energy Department?
I think it does. A lot of observers are saying that Kerry's appointment signifies that Biden plans to take a more moderate approach to climate change, as opposed to deeply and radically restructuring our energy systems like some progressive activists would like. And, you know, Lisa, I think that the debate over Moniz is really a debate about something much larger. Jesse Jenkins, a Princeton University professor who studies energy systems and decarbonization, told me that he thinks this is all about competing theories of change. He said that everyone has the same end goal, right, of getting to zero emissions to mitigate the worst effects of climate change. But they have different views about how to get there, who should be at the table, and what they're willing to compromise.
Thank you for covering it for us. WBUR's Miriam Wasser speaking to us on Skype. Miriam, thanks a lot.
Great talking with you, Lisa.